R4102 page 377. Your Good Hopes 1908. The plan here proposed we designate good hopes, because nothing is actually promised, only your generous hopes expressed, based upon your future prospects as they now appear to you. The plan proved not only so beneficial to the cause of truth, but also so blessed to the hopers, for some years past, that we again commend it to all as scriptural and good. Those who desire to make use of this plan can fill out both of these memoranda. One should be kept for the refreshment of your memory, the other mail to us. To the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society. Dear friends, I have read with interest of the openings for the Dawn and Tract work in foreign lands and here at home. I need not tell you that I am deeply interested in the spread of the glad tidings of the lengths and breadths, the heights and depths of redeeming love expressed for us in God's great plan of the ages. I am anxious to use myself every power, every talent, voice, time, money, influence, all to give to others this knowledge, which has so greatly blessed, cheered, and comforted my own heart and placed my feet firmly upon the rock of ages. I have been considering carefully, and praying to be instructed, how to use my various talents more to my Redeemer's glory and for the service of His people, those blinded by human tradition who are, nevertheless, hungering for the good word of God, and those also who are naked, not having on the wedding garment of Christ's imputed righteousness, the unjustified, who stand at best in the filthy rags of their own righteousness. I have decided that so far as my money talent goes, I will follow the rule so clearly laid down for us by the great Apostle Paul, 1 Corinthians 16:2, and will lay aside on the first day of each week, according to my thankful appreciation of the Lord's blessings during the preceding week. Out of this fund I wish to contribute to the several parts of the Lord's work specified on the back of this letter. Of course, I cannot in advance judge or state particularly what the Lord's bounty may enable me to set apart weekly, and hence you will understand the sum indicated to be merely my conjecture or hope, based upon present prospects. I will endeavor to contribute more than I here specify, and should I not succeed in doing as well, the Lord will know my heart, and you, also, will know of my endeavors. My only object in specifying in advance what I hope to be able to do in this cause is to enable those in charge of the work of publishing and circulating the tracts, etc., to form estimates, lay plans, make contracts, etc., with some idea of what I will at least try to do in the exercise of this my highly appreciated privilege. My present judgment is that during the coming year, by self-denial and cross-bearing, I shall be able to lay aside on the first day of each week for home and foreign mission work to assist in circulating Millennial Dawn in foreign languages, and in publishing the Old Theology tracts in various languages, and in supplying these gratuitously to brethren who have the heart and opportunity to circulate them widely, and in meeting the expenses of brethren sent out as pilgrims to preach the divine plan of salvation, and in general to be expended as the officers of the society may deem best, the amount of per week. To comply with United States postal laws, all or any portion of my donation may be applied as subscription price for Watchtower or Old Testament tracts sent to the Lord's poor or others, as the society's officers may deem advisable. That the work be not hindered, I will endeavor to send you what I shall have laid aside for this cause at the close of each quarter. I will secure a bank draft, express order, or postal money order as I may find most convenient, and will address the letter to Watchtower Bible and Tract Society, Bible House, Allegheny, Pennsylvania, or 24 Eversholt Street, London, NW, England, or Equitable Building, Collins Street, Melbourne, Australia. Name, Post Office, State, page 378. Watchtower subscriptions. On Good Hope's account. The friends who contribute to the Good Hopes described on the reverse of this sheet at times desire to send the Watchtower to friends who are not yet interested enough to subscribe for themselves, or to deeply interested friends who are too poor to subscribe and backward about accepting our Lord's poor offer. They are invited to give us such addresses below the expense to be deducted from their donations. Give full addresses, and write very plainly please, mentioning the length of the subscriptions. Christian Home Embellishments. For several years we have been supplying our readers with handsome text and motto cards for the walls of their homes. Their influence is excellent, for they continually and cheerfully catch the eye and remind the heart of our great favors present and to come, based upon the exceeding great and precious promises of our Father's Word. We commend these as helps in the narrow way, helps in character building. Old Theology Tracts. These are published quarterly at 6 cents per year. But extra sample copies, for distribution among friends, from house to house, for enclosure in letters, and in general for use in such ways as seem judicious, are supplied freely, the expense entailed by the great demand for them being borne by the tract fund of voluntary contributions. Write for the tracts as you feel able to use them, even if not so well able to contribute toward the expense. Some who are not able, and do contribute, do not have opportunities personally to use all that their contributions pay for, so that the matter is equalized and all may have a part in the service of disseminating the truth. A privilege and a service. We are convinced that the Watchtower lists do not contain the names of one half of those deeply interested in its teachings. The total is small enough surely, and we are not content that the name of any should be missing. We believe that all such will be stimulated and encouraged on the narrow way by its semi-monthly appearance on their table, reminding them afresh of spiritual matters which the world, the flesh, and the devil continually tend to crowd out of mind and heart. Hitherto we have required that all desiring the Watchtower on credit, or free, as the Lord's poor, should make personal application, but now we request every subscriber to inquire among those whom he knows to be interested in present truth, and to obtain the consent of all such to send in their subscriptions either on credit or free, as their circumstances may necessitate. Any getting it on credit may at any future time request that the debt be cancelled, and we will cheerfully comply. We desire that as nearly as possible the Watchtower lists shall represent all those deeply interested in its message. Our object is not the gain of filthy lucre, but the perfecting of the saints for the work of ministry present and to come. Ephesians 4:12. We offer no premiums, desiring the co-operation of such only as appreciate the privilege of being co-workers with us in this ministry. Our list is now about 22,000, but it should be at least 30,000, and we confidently expect the above program to bring it to that figure. Let as many as appreciate it as a privilege, join at once in this service. Watchtower subscription renewals. Most of our subscriptions end with the year, so we take this opportunity to remark that we will be glad to hear promptly from such as desire the visits of the Watchtower continued. The Lord's poor friends have been requested to send in their applications in June. When names are dropped and afterward renewed, it makes us unnecessary trouble. When desiring to know date of expiration, look on your tower wrapper. Date is given in lower left-hand corner. Hymns of Dawn with Music. Our readers have for years inquired for this book. We now have it for you in handsome cloth binding and at cost price. It is the best and the cheapest hymn book in the world, at 35 cents per copy, postpaid, and contains 333 of the choicest hymns of all ages. By express, collect, 25c each, in any quantity. Watchtower binders. These are substantially made of stiff cloth boards, and can hold 2 years' issues of the Watchtower. They prevent soiling and loss. Price, postpaid, 50c.